Hello, my name is Shamai. Returning your call back from customer support. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, say your name again.
Shamaya.
Shamaya, is this, what is the company that you are representing?
We're a third-party call center. We have the different companies.
Okay, what is Shark Home Pro?
Well, I'm unsure, sir, but if you provide me with your zip code, I could take a look for you.
Okay, you're coming in a little bit garbled, Shamaya.
I said I'm unsure, sir, but if you provide me with your zip code, I can take a look for you.
23234.
Your first and last name.
Wayne T. Garvin.
All righty. And may you provide me with your shipping address?
5703 Carriageway Court, North Chesterfield, Virginia, 23234.
Alrighty, so I'm showing here that you have our Pure smartwatch. This is a luxury item. It is great for people on the go. This watch is used to track your heart rate, your blood pressure, as well as your steps.
Okay, I didn't order anything like this.
You said you didn't order this watch, smartwatch?
No, ma'am.
I'm showing that it was ordered on March the 4th, but you paid $5.95 for shipping and handling.
Okay, yeah, I remember paying the $5.95 shipping and handling, but wasn't that the cost of the product, the watch?
No, sir. So the $5.95 was just shipping and handling. What it was a free 14-day trial to try out the product where you only pay for shipping and handling. So when the trial expires, the customer will then pay for the product that has been sent out. This is a one-time payment as well, the $59.95. It's a one-time payment. So this isn't something that you'll be, so this is not something that you'll be billed for every month. This is just a one-time payment.
Okay, now, I didn't see anything that indicated that this is for a trial period.
So it was in the terms and conditions when you had to click the box and it asked if you're 18 years or older.
Okay, you know what? What I saw on there was not clearly defined, and the information is so small that you don't see what you're describing here. So I don't think that I have been given all the possible due diligence here in saying that I would not necessarily want this product within this 14-day period, because if I was aware of the 14-day period, I certainly would have gone ahead and canceled this out.
Did you try the product out, sir?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Well, I think you should try the product out, sir, because I actually think you'll love it. But what I can do for you today is I can offer you a 35% discount on that watch. So what I'll do is I'll refund you. Hold on. Give me 1 second, okay? So what I'll do is I'll refund you $21 and you can keep the watch.
But I don't want the watch, because the watch is not something that I think that I'm going to be able to use.
You said you don't think you'll be able to use it?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to try to use it. I have other devices that I use for my blood pressure. I have a blood pressure monitor, and I have a little monitor for when I take my steps and identify the number of steps that I take. So I don't need anything like this watch that's going to be duplicating what I already have devices to do.
You said you don't want it?
No, ma'am, I don't. I do not.
Well, what if I can apply my family and friends discount for you?
I'm sorry?
What if I can apply my family and friends discount for you?
What does that mean?
So, I'll make it a 50% discount. So, what I'll do is I'll refund you $30.
What am I gonna do with this device here?
You can use it.
Okay. I'll reiterate what I said. I have other devices. I don't need anything to duplicate what I already have.
Well, I'll go ahead and get your account canceled, sir, but as far as a refund, I wouldn't be able to process a refund for you.
Okay, so what are you doing?
Canceling out your account.
And what is canceling out my account going to do for me?
So you won't receive any more products or be charged anything else.
Well, I want that anyway. You go ahead and cancel the account anyway so I don't have any more surprises in terms of other products coming in here without my authorization. So give me a cancellation number and I'll handle this a different way.
Okay, give me 1 second. So I did go ahead and get the account canceled for you, and I can provide you with that cancellation number whenever you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
C as in Charlie, the number 0, A as in Apple, the number 7, A as in Apple again, the number 2, the number 5, A as in Apple, D as in David, and E as in Elephant.
What was the last number or character?
E as in elephant.
Okay, I have Charlie 0, Alpha 7, Alpha 2, 5, Alpha Delta Echo.
E as in elephant and E as in elephant again.
I'm sorry, say that again.
E as in elephant and E as in elephant again.
Okay, so I have two E's.
After the D as in David, yes, sir.
So I have Charlie 0, Alpha 7, Alpha 2, 5, Alpha Delta, Echo, Echo.
That's correct.
All right, and what did you say your name was again?
Shamaya, Shamya.
Shamaya. And Shamaya, what date do you have on file that this order was initiated or this so-called trial period was initiated?
March the 4th.
All right. That coincides with the information that I have here. All right, Shamaya, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thanks for coming.